Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we all win, whether you want to hear it or not, in all sincerity, right? And I don't know if any of you paying attention. Some of you have already gotten calls from your relatives and loved ones who have said, how could this happen? You know what they're talking about, right? Yes, Trump took... every desk is calling it for Trump in Iowa right now. So unless they stop counting, he should be okay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you get what I mean? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting engaged, by doing something more than just sitting there doing nothing. And people, there are people, yes, even on our side of the aisle, there are people that are surprised that he took it so quickly. So, you know what, even if you actually come back to reality land, and you talk to people on the ground in these states, they're not all in love with Trump. It's very obvious. We're not idiots, right? They are very much, they're not in love with Trump. They trust him. And they trust that when he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. He's going to try to do it anyway. Did he do everything he said he was going to do the first time around? Of course not. And again, I'm going to say, I'm not making excuses for the guy. It's hard. I got in at the school board level and was amazed at the roadblocks and the things that people would do to keep you from doing things that they didn't want done from within. All right? People who said that they were behind you, that, yeah, it's for the kids, it's this, that, and the other thing, and you find out after, it may not be for the kids, for everybody. A whole big difference. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Like I said, get involved, get engaged, do the right thing. Really, seriously. And you're funny, I'm looking for the numbers as they come in. But every one of them has, he's projected to win Iowa by big numbers, not little numbers, but big numbers. Now we need to see where Haley and DeSantis are going to come up. I mean, as my son would say, so they're fighting for first place loser. Well, yeah, I guess you could put it that way. You know, it is kind of interesting. Anyhow, based on the first results, I mean, Fox, who begrudgingly said, yep, looks like it's going to be him. He'll take the lion's share of the state's 40 delegates. This result will solidify his place as the front runner. Everybody's so afraid that he's not going to be able to make it and make it all the way through, and that people are going to turn on him, right? You know, interesting number that just came out. The first time, for first-time voters, first-time Iowa caucus goers, right? So they probably didn't even know what it was. I mean, really, a lot of people don't know what it is. 53% of the first-time caucus goers voted for Trump. Now, come on, that's a big number. That's a big deal, whether you like it, whether you guys want to hear it or not. It's a big deal. Right? 23% voted for Haley, 11% for DeSantis, 10% for Ramaswamy. Now, I got to tell you something. He's a little wet behind the ears, as we used to say. All right? I like his attitude. I like how he attacks the issues. But the depth for him is not there yet. Right? Also, another voter analysis popped up. Iowa Republicans don't think the U.S. should be solving the world's problems. And, you know... They think over 50% think we should be less active. 20% think we should be more active, and 28% say, "Well, we're about there." Yeah, you know what? We're good. See, I do not think that we should be involved in all these either. But I think you can't just let personal opinion. You can't just let communism. You can't just let socialism, or you can't let things. We screwed it up big time, but you couldn't let the Nazis, for instance, overrun Europe. You couldn't allow that to happen without helping out, without lending a hand of some kind. You couldn't, you know, when you see the things happening across the globe, like, what do you do with Taiwan? I mean, if they start seeing Trump win... And I got no crystal ball here. If they start seeing Trump win all across the country with these big numbers, I think, personal opinion, because you heard today, Joey B said that we're not going to defend Taiwan's independence. How nice of us. I think you're going to see those incidents start to rise. Seriously. Joe Messina, your host. Guess who joins me next? If you don't know, you're not a regular. That's right. Kimberly Wren joins us to really break down what's going on in Iowa. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really, seriously appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring in Kimberly Moran to help us celebrate MLK Day, which, again, I've got some choice cuts for you guys later on. I mean, Kamala Harris had so much to say, although I still don't know what she said, but she had a lot to say anyhow. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Did you hear her speech today?
Whose?
Camel Harris.
I did not. She posted something, and she said something about destruction. I'm like, yeah, from the Democrat Party. I didn't even read it.
Oh, no. Yes, but this one gets you. This one gets kind of cool, too. Where is it? Where she said... she always repeats. She always repeats the same line two or three times. I don't know if she's trying to convince herself that what she's saying is real, or she's trying to understand it, or she's lost in the teleprompter. I haven't figured out which yet. Right? But here, take a listen. You got to have some comic relief in your life today.
Today we celebrate the legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a visionary who saw what could be, unburdened by what had been.
So, no. She is speaking at the podium like with such authority, like she just came up with this.
What's with the accent?
I don't know. But wait a minute. It gets better. So she is stuck on this saying. I'm not going to play a whole bunch of it, but in several speeches and several times and several interviews, take a listen.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been. You know? What can be unburdened by what has been? 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 What we can see, what we believe can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What?
I have no idea what that means. I have no idea what she means.
I can't smoke enough dope to have that make sense.
Maybe if I smoke dope, I might understand it.
You could imagine. I don't know if you really... I mean, seriously, I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, and I'm trying to think, okay, how can I fit that in? How would that fit in? What would that look like? I know. You don't know either. I'm not...
Because I can't even... I don't even know what she means. Like, I don't even know what she's trying to say. Never mind. Get it in somewhere.
I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be laughing at the vice president. Well, I don't know how you can't, but in this case especially. No, it is.
Right.
These are the people running the country. These are the people, when somebody says to me, I know some won't agree with me, but when somebody says to me, no, he's got to go, you got to impeach him, you got to get him out, I go, really? You really want number two in there?
Right.
You know she wouldn't make her own decisions.
It's not like Biden is.
Thanks. I love the way you slap me around at times. It's very exciting.
I mean, we know for a fact Biden isn't making any decisions. And if people don't believe that, all you got to do is look at what happened with the defense secretary and how Biden didn't even know he was having surgery for days. God, do you have any idea what the things that probably have gone on?
Yeah.
Nobody knows about, or some of the really terrible people in this country running it know about, but it just got passed through, just went shoved under the rug.
Oh, I can only imagine. Seriously. You know, and even if they told him, you think he'd remember by the time he walked out the office?
No. when he walks out of the office, he's got to remember how to get back to his living quarters.
Yeah, we have some friends that are in and out of there, and they tell me they have to lead him around. You know, all they're missing is the leash, and he spent 8 years in and out of there.
We see it. We saw Joe Biden freaking had to lead him off of some speech he gave, and then when he went to some local shop wherever it was, the guy had to like stop him from keeping going forward, and Biden looked all confused, like a little child, like, what do I do now? It was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. So, did you see the CNN, I won't play it because it's too long, number one, but, so CNN, all high and mighty. Well, they usually are. All high and mighty. They go out there talking to the Iowan on the street and what have you. They're taking a survey. And they said, do you think that Biden legitimately won in 2020? 68% of Iowans said no. 28% said yes.
Oh my God, that's funny.
And when they asked the people who responded, the majority, you know, are you part of the MAGA movement? Right? 41% said no. So it's not like it was, because they make it sound like 85% of Republicans are part of the MAGA movement. 85% of.
Do you think people were honest with their answers? Come on.
You mean, well, what part? The part of the MAGA part? Yeah, no, they probably weren't all honest, you know?
Right.
But I don't think, listen, I don't think even the hardcore rights that I hang around with, they don't consider themselves a quote-unquote MAGA person. They consider themselves an American that just want things better here. And whether it's Trump or DeSantis, whoever, they just want things better, period.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Good. You know what? It's really crazy. You and I were talking during the break, and I said, you know, if they don't put Joe Biden in, who they got? Newsom? Newsom is fighting. I don't know if you've read about this. Newsom is fighting for an exit tax in California. So whatever wealth you made, whatever assets you've acquired while you live in California, if you move, you're going to have to pay a tax on those. If you have a pension from a California agency, you're going to have to pay a tax on it if you leave the state.
Nobody cares. That's not going to be brought out if it was Newsom. Do you realize we live in probably the worst electorate in history?
I know. Well,
now, all
ignorant.
They do is listen to, they're completely ignorant. They listen to sound bites. They will listen to the words that Newsom says and believe him. And he lies through his teeth. So Newsom might have a good chance if he was the one. Oh, what about Michelle Obama? What about her?
Do you think she's going to come out of the woodwork? Out of nowhere?
You know,
all right, think about
that.
We got to go for a break. You think about it, let me know on the other side. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Kimberly's going to tell us whether Michelle, is running. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com and immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. One U.S. lawmaker is taking action and hopes others in Congress will agree on a call for the U.S. State Department to look into whether Israel's attacks in Gaza violate the law.
It says that if American military assistance is given to any country, it has got to be used consistent with international human rights standards and American law.
Senator Bernie Sanders announced on CNN State of the Union Sunday his intention to seek a resolution in Congress. It's been 100 days since the war began in Gaza. The percentage of Americans who smoke has continually declined since the release of a landmark report on health and smoking from the U.S. Surgeon General back in 1964. The rate of smoking among U.S. adults dropped from around 42% in 1965 to an all-time low of 11.5% in 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And I only bring on people to have a clue. That's why I have Kimberly Marin on with me every week. And Kimberly is, Kimberly, you're of the mindset, like a lot of people are, that Joey B will never make it in and or out the Democrat convention.
No, I have a feeling that what they're going to do is, At the convention, he'll announce he has some illness or whatever. He can't serve another 4 years, but he's going to throw his support behind whoever they pick.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't totally disagree with you guys who are going down that road. I sit there and think about it and go, okay. Who are they going to be able to control like they control him? You there? Did I lose it, you?
Now I am. Sorry. All of a sudden I got an alert from Zoom saying there was an issue with my speakers. Did you even hear anything I said?
No, I didn't. I just thought you hung up on me like most women I know.
So what I was saying is, I think what they're going to do is, because they know full well Biden, he can't. Even though they're the one, Biden isn't running anything, they know full well he can't even just be at the head to represent. So I think what they're going to do is he's going to come out and say, I have this certain illness, whatever, and this is the person that, you know, is going to replace me. I don't think it will be Harris, because she's...
Go ahead.
Younger than
So you think it'd be like a Newsom Obama ticket?
I don't know. Oh God, help us all.
Well, so here's kind of where my confusion comes in. First of all, they do control him, but I think what's happening is he's getting so bad. When you have to have Jill jump up there, and they'll probably have the Easter Bunny help him out again this year.
And hold his hand off the stage, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like you do with Alzheimer's or dementia patients, and then they're afraid to say anything. But if they weren't so afraid, again, right now they're scrambling to figure out what to do. I don't know if you've been, you know, reading some of the papers and some of the pundits about some of the things that are coming up in different states, partly to keep Trump off the the ballot.
Yeah.
And things that are going on. But
no, I think they want Trump. I think they're doing all of that. They give Trump billions in unearned media. They're doing all of that because they want Trump to be the candidate. Because if Biden's out of the picture, even if Biden wasn't out of the picture, they can beat him. They can beat Trump.
Okay.
Because think about it. They've been hammering from all this for all this time. He's a criminal. He's Hitler. He's all this and that. There's a lot of people who don't like his COVID response, his Second Amendment stance, which is terrible. So you have a mix of people who voted for Trump, won't ever vote for him again. Trump needs new voters, and he's not going to get too many new voters, is the whole my point.
Did you see the turnout in Iowa? They had a massive turnout of first-time Iowa caucus goers.
It doesn't mean they're first-time voters. It just means caucus.
Well, sure. All right. 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 But I mean, they came out to assure or to make sure.
And I wonder if they were Democrats who switched their party registration. I'd like to see those numbers. Because this is what I don't get. I didn't know they did that in Iowa. I thought Iowa was a legit, real caucus. It's not, because they can let anybody can vote in it. You just have to switch your affiliation that same day. Same with New Hampshire. I can go and vote in the Republican or Democrat primary as an independent and then switch myself back up before I even leave the building. It's not cool.
So in your world, I mean, seriously, I don't see any of the other candidates that have the spine, the whatever, that will come down hard on China, will come down hard on North Korea, will come down hard on what's going on and not be afraid. And this time around, if he pulls the right VP, make some serious changes. That's where my head's at.
Rumor has it Nikki Haley is his VP. That ain't gonna happen. That makes it even worse.
Yeah, I think you're right. And if he chooses Nikki Haley, we got a problem.
And I think DeSantis has a stronger spine than Trump does, because DeSantis didn't continue to cave to Fauci's COVID tyranny.
Right.
So I think that's an option, but it's probably not going to happen.
I know, but wait a minute. Back up. Let's not go over to DeSantis that fast, because I always say the same thing. DeSantis had support. He had a support team. We're seeing the exact opposite here in California, where the majority of our legislators are Democrats. So anything that Newsom wants, Newsom gets.
Yep.
And he doesn't have to fight with him. Matter of fact, he can hint at it in his speech, and the bill is on his desk 2 days later.
Right. Oh, believe me, DeSantis had to fight with his own Republican-controlled legislature as well. When it comes to, like, Second Amendment stuff and other things, he had to fight with them on it. And he didn't cave to the left like Trump did when he was president. Trump caved way too much to the left. That's why he added trillions in debt to our debt. So
yeah.
I no matter what, in my opinion, we're screwed. But I really think the left is not going to go quietly into the night with Sleepy Joe. They are going to put someone up, even if it is Michelle Obama. Maybe they put her up, and people are like, that's dumb. She doesn't even like this country, blah, 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 whatever. Really? She likes power, though.
Yeah, and there's a lot that like her. There's a lot that... Yep.
She's popular. I don't know why. I can't stand her.
I want to thank you for just ruining my whole week in 1 hour. First hour of the show of the week. It's always exciting.
Just being a realist, I have very low expectations from this country.
Well, you know, for years, our people would say things like, we have to trust the people. We have to trust the people. No, you can't trust the people. They put Obama in twice. What's the trust?
Right, exactly.
Right?
Like, and it's, and it, on one hand, I can't blame them, right? Hear me out. They are fed stuff by the media, fed stuff by supposed news, quote unquote. They are taught certain things in schools. They are told lies by politicians all the time on a regular basis. So if you don't know, you don't know. Like years ago when I was a true, pure independent, I would listen to all the speeches and debates and whatever, and I thought they were being honest. Little did I know.
Well, wait a minute. You're from Boston, right?
Yeah.
What happened to you? What do you mean you believed the government?
No. I didn't believe the government.
Oh.
I've never been a fan of the government.
Okay.
I believed when candidates said... When candidates said what their stance was or what they wanted to do, I believed them. I didn't know they were lying through their teeth.
I'd be like, my dad would be screaming at the TV going, he's lying. I go, Dad, how do you know he's lying? He goes, because he's talking. Look at him. His mouth's moving.
Oh, my God. Seriously, yeah. That's me today. Oh, I say way more worse words that we can't repeat
sure
on the radio.
Yeah. He knew better.
That's why we don't have a parrot. But it's... So all these... forces have created a completely ignorant electorate. Very few people understand, like, what's the underlying issues, what's going on, what was really voted on, what was in certain bills. Nobody wants to read. Congressional bills are ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to read that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do it in New Hampshire all the time. Our bills are normal. If something isn't germane to a bill, it can't be in it. So they're like, sometimes they're just one sentence, literally.
Well, I've always said, listen, I think they should pass a law that bills have to be a one-issue bill, right?
Yeah, I think Thomas Massie was trying to do that, or there's a couple of them that were actually trying to do that, but no one will ever let it pass.
Yeah, because they can't attach their pork to it.
Exactly, they can't stuff all this other stuff that's completely unrelated. That's why Democrats are always like, Republicans want to shut the government down, as if that's a bad thing. Republicans want to shut the government down. It's because Democrats have stuffed so much other stuff into the continuing resolution. I'm sure Republicans do, too, that any critically thinking Republican wouldn't vote for it.
Well, you know, for about a 3 or 4 year span, Republicans had an unwritten rule that they didn't add anything to a bill. Believe it or not, they couldn't do it. And when somebody finally figured out, wait a minute, the Dems do it all the time. They get what they want. What are we doing? We get nothing.
Right.
Anyhow, got to go for a break. Yep. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly when we return.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
spend your life with ExpandoVite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems to certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just look at just getting involved and getting engaged, right? That's really what it boils down to. I need you to get involved. I need you to get informed first. That would be really cool, okay? But once you get all that done, then engage. And cause, and don't give them that room to make fun of you, if you would. You know, when you start spewing stuff out that has absolutely nothing, no truth in it, it's something you heard or saw come by you on Twitter or whatever it is, right? That's when you know you, again, don't be that person. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time. With me and bringing me down, man. For just bringing me down. I know you're enjoying it, but just bringing me down. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mean to. I'm just trying to, just being honest.
Yeah. So,
we don't know for sure that that's going to happen. That's what, I mean, I cannot see Biden. Can you picture Biden on the debate stage with Trump now?
No, this time around? No, he probably would be looking around like he saw a ghost and talking to people that weren't there.
Well, they have him up on something when he does, like, big important speeches. So they're definitely doing something to him or giving him something that gets him all a little bit wired. Not sure what it is, but...
I would love to reach out to a doctor, somebody who's willing to talk and find out truly, honestly, what could they... Because, you know, you don't see him before those for 2 or 3 days, right?
Or for after, usually.
Well, even before, you don't... He's gone for a day. Is he resting? Are they got him in a comatose position or something? I mean, how does that work? I would love to know.
Right.
And then when he comes back, he seems to have a clue. Seems to.
Right.
Right?
Well, his appearances can be deceiving when he's told everything to say, how to answer every question, knows every question ahead of time.
Yeah.
Most people could potentially appear coherent in those cases.
So, for those of you who thought that you'll like this one, that Twitter or X or whatever they're calling it these days is now wide open for you, and you can post up the truth, and nobody's going to yank it down. Well, maybe. So, recently they pulled down the fact checkers on X. I added a community note that, you know, this fact might be false, which is that the Federal Bureau of Investigation was investigating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I'm going, okay, that's basic history.
That's true, yeah.
Yes. But apparently these 21-year-olds over there at X have decided maybe not so much. You know, this could be a problem. Right?
Well, community notes are written by random Twitter users. I don't know how they select users, but they're not paid to do it. It's regular people doing it.
Yeah. Well, don't they have paid people as well?
At one time they did. I don't know if they do, but sometimes there'll be notes and notes and notes and notes on something. Like, no note needed. Stop arguing in the notes. Because I do community notes myself as well. So, yeah.
It's like Wikipedia. People think that Wikipedia is like the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, my God.
You know that's true.
You're not supposed to quote that, like, in college, in school. Like, it is not considered a valid source because anybody can go in there and make changes.
Yep.
No,
Well, listen, you won't have to do any of that stuff anymore because it's all going to be filled with AI, right?
Yep. Yes.
Come on, let's just be honest about it. It's all going to be filled with AI, and you're going to really have a problem. I think Justice Roberts came out, Chief Justice, came out and said, look, he's worried that a lot of these briefs, that a lot of these things that are written now to the court are going to be produced by AI, and that's going to be problematic because a lot of times they get those briefs, they believe them to be truth and researched.
Right.
Let that sink in for a few minutes.
Well, what they need to do is make rules, because I know most schools are saying you cannot use AI to write your papers or ChatGPT or whatever. You cannot use them. So I don't think they have it like as official you will get expelled or whatever policy, but instructors and professors will tell students that.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, seriously. So...
it's going to happen. No, you're right. It is going to happen. Unless people really explicitly and specifically use AI, have governance and guidance and around it, and have limitations on what it can and can't do. If they don't put all those things into place, then there could be big trouble. Not in a good way either.
No.
That's fair, you know. Not saying all would be bad. There's absolutely uses for it. You know, AI can be used to free you up to do more important things rather than the, you know, menial things that take up time. But yeah, this is a big one. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. When people say you're going to trust the voters, they're going to do this, I'm going to do that, you just have to laugh. To your point, they're not paying attention. They go to their party website or they go to their whatever group they belong to see who to vote for, how to vote, where to vote, that kind of stuff. But
right.
They're not doing any homework on their own. And I'm not so sure they're doing any critical thinking. And I won't say everybody's like that, but the vast majority of Americans, I don't believe, are doing the critical thinking it takes to decide who they're going to vote for.
No, like I said, like we talked about in the earlier segment, they get information from the news, from mainstream media, from politicians themselves, from these various sources, but it's basically one arm of the same chain.
Yeah.
You know, and I know because I experienced it firsthand. When Obama was running, when questionable things did come out, they disappeared very fast. I'm like, wait a minute, I want to know more about that. Why is he still in the race even?
We don't want people of integrity anymore. What's wrong with you? That's so 1950s of you.
Oh, my God. Seriously, I don't think people know what the word means.
No. We don't know what a statesman is. We don't know any of that.
Principles.
Right?
And I don't mean school principles.
I know.
Yes. Society has definitely gone downhill over the past several decades.
Well, you know what? Look, I don't remember what Founding Father said, but basically he said, look, bottom line is an uneducated electorate will ruin this place. You know,
yep.
That's Joe Messina's version of it, but basically that's what he said. You need to have people. That was a big deal behind public school, was to make sure that people could read, they could understand, they knew how things worked.
Unfortunately, public schools got taken over by Marxists.
Yep.
And who have destroyed public education, a lot of education, not just public education, a lot of education.
Well, I thought this was funny. That Breakfast Club that's so popular, and Larry Elder was on there, and one of the things they were talking about is how education has failed, and, you know, they're putting money into it, and they're doing this, and we're doing that, and Elder just came back with the truth. He goes, so who runs the school districts or the schools that are failing?
Right.
You know, and go, well, white people. You go, no. Specifically, what party is it that you suck up to that runs these districts? And they keep asking you for more money, like in Chicago. You keep giving them more money, you know, like they did in Baltimore. All right. And it gets worse. It doesn't get better. It gets worse. They don't do any better. And you keep giving them money.
Right.
So, you know, go in a different direction. It's not working out for you.
Right. Right, exactly.
Yep.
It's been the same cycle for, what, 70s is when
forever.
Teachers' unions got to unionize. But they had, that's when JFK, rest his soul in hell, public sectors organize and unionize. That's what killed us. That's what aided in the destruction of this country. That day forward. And it's from his fault.
Yeah, it's really interesting to watch what happened. I mean, again, he had a big deal, a big to-do with, you know, civil service and then turned around and people started allowing regular unions in. So these guys, between state laws, civil service, and a regular union, I mean, you're triple-checked. I know in this state, if we fire somebody, you know, as a school board, if we let somebody go, they can go appeal it to the state, and the state can turn around and say, yeah, you have to take them back. We don't like the way you fired this person.
Yeah, there's no accountability. There's no merit. There's just, like, I say this all the time. When you have a union, the best worker eventually comes no better than the worst worker, and you're forced to keep the worst worker because it's a union.
All right, you can be found where?
GreticRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Yeah, God. Guys, check her out. There's so much going on. You need people with some common sense out there. Joe Messina, your health, don't go far. Jennifer Van Laar joins me in the next hour. We'll be back in a few minutes.